Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. You're not going to believe what happened in Toronto, Canada. Canada has, like Australia, led by leftists, it's turned into a hotbed of pro-Hamas anti-Semitism. You see it happening in Australia and New Zealand. You see it happening throughout Europe. You see it happening in our major cities. Now, if you're backing Hamas, even though they claim they don't, but if you do, and they do, then you hate your own country if you're a Western country. You hate your own country. There's no way around it. I want to read something to you. This is from the Times of Israel. Toronto Film Festival nixes October 7 document screening, a documentary, cites Hamas ownership of the massacre clips. Did you see this, Mr. Producer? So these terrorist murders and rapists and torturers, you know, they have the video. And they're distributing it all over the world, and they have these cameras mounted on their hats and so forth. And they're videoing all these things. And so there is a documentary put together, organizers and filmmakers, to show this in Canada, in Toronto, and they say no because of the legal rights. The Toronto International Film Festival announced this week it had canceled its invitation to screen a documentary about October 7, Hamas's attacks, due to ostensible copyright concerns, stemming from the fact that the filmmakers did not receive permission from the Hamas terrorists whose clips are featured in the film. Now, my wife is here. She's an expert on trademarks and copyrights, among other things. Julie, so honey, what do copyrights have to do with this? Nothing, right?
Well, typically when somebody films something, they have the copyright rights in what they've created. But in this instance, first of all, this footage has been everywhere, so now it's in the public domain. Second of all, this concept that you are going to accord legal rights to terrorist group, this is just an excuse for the festival that clearly is, empathetic to the Hamasian terrorists.
But we're not talking about a book here. We're not talking about anything like that, a photograph. We're talking about these people shooting videos of slaughtering other human beings. Copyrights don't even kick in. Copyrights don't even make sense. So I just wanted to point that out. Thank you, honey.
You're so welcome.
Okay.
Anytime.
You got it. The festival was set to show The Road Between Us, The Ultimate Rescue, which tells the story of Major General Noam T-Bone, who set out to save his son, journalist Imar T-Bone, and his son's family as they were attacked by Hamas-led terrorists at their home in the kibbutz Nahal Oz. The film was created by Canadian filmmaker Barry Average. Now, the movie features footage taken from the cameras of terrorists who filmed their atrocities as they marauded through Israeli communities. Over a quarter of Nahal Oz's 400 residents were murdered, or taken hostage that day. Can you imagine? News of the movie's disinvitation was first published in Deadline, which said the TIFF pulled the screening due to fear of anti-Israel protesters disrupting the festival, as well as the copyright issue. Sources close to the film's production said the festival's claimed reason for the cancellation was that the filmmakers had not received explicit permission to use the videos of the Hamas operatives during the attack, with the festival fearing a potential lawsuit from Hamas. Now, you can tell this is all crap. Speaking to Channel 12, the producer, Talia Harris-Ram, confirmed this, dryly calling the decision a bit of a joke. "The topic of creators' rights is something I work with regularly," she said. "There's no legal problem with showing these clips, which were already streamed live on October 7th. From an intellectual property standpoint, they are clearly in the public domain," as my wife Julie just said. Now, Harris-Ram said the festival's decision was frustrating, but not completely unforeseeable. "Let's just say when I bought my ticket to Toronto, I made sure it could be canceled," she said. "I knew something like this could happen." In other words, folks, they don't want to show the film because of the Islamists and the other anti-Semites in Toronto, which is loaded with these people, as is the country of Canada, because of their immigration policies and more. The purpose of the requested conditions was to protect TIFF from legal implications and to allow TIFF to manage and mitigate anticipated and known risks around the screening of a film about highly sensitive subject matter, including potential threat of significant disruption, said the organization. After the announcement, the filmmakers told Deadline were shocked and saddened that a venerable film festival has defied its mission and censored its own programming by refusing this film. "Ultimately, film is an art form that stimulates debate from every perspective that can both entertain us and make us very uncomfortable. A film festival lays out the fest, and the audience decides what they will or won't see. We're not political filmmakers, nor are we activists. We're storytellers. We remain defiant. We will release the film. We will invite audiences, broadcasters, streamers to make up their own mind once they've seen it." According to the report, the filmmakers were asked by the festival to make several editorial changes, including to the film's title, and get legal clearance to use footage filmed and live-streamed by the Hamas terrorists. They actually had to get Hamas's clearance, Mr. Badus. You believe that? Have you heard this on any other media platform? Have you heard this from any other conservative talk show? No. Because this is all getting oh so routine. The anti-Semitism, the violations of free speech and freedom of association. According to reports in Deadline, TIFF's lawyers contacted the film's producers on August 6th, asking to see evidence of the legal indemnification. Indemnification from Hamas. What were they going to do? Sue? The Canadian Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs also slammed the festival's decision. They said it's inconceivable that TIFF allows a small group of extremists. See, what happened there is people threatened the film festival, the Islamists and the anti-Semites, so the film won't be shown. That's what happened. They came up with this cockamamie copyright issue. Can you imagine? The copyright issue. Pretty sick. In fact, very sick. I don't even know what to say anymore about this stuff. I really don't. It's so revolting. Our friends at National Review here, Jim Garrity. On the menu today, we can debate the actions of the Israeli government, but most of the people who are angriest about Israel and contend as perpetuating a policy of genocide and deliberate starvation never spend a moment's thought on other much larger cases of starvation and genocide, as I've talked about, because they are occurring far away to a group of people that doesn't get much news coverage in the West. Sadly, if the man-made suffering of far-off people can't be used to advance the worldview of progressives, it just doesn't interest the media environments of the U.S. and other Western countries, very well put. While I was gallivanting through Spain, Russian TV television hosted Bogdan Bezpako. He works for Vladimir Putin on the Russian Federation Council for Inter-Ethnic Relations. He's a piece of work, although I must admit that work was not the first four-letter word that came to my mind when I wrote that sentence. And they play a video of this guy. What do we want? He said, we want Ukraine as a state to cease to exist, for its military potential to be completely destroyed. That political class that has always turned the Ukrainian state into an anti-Russia, that too to disappear. That these people leave, so softly put, somewhere in emigration or somewhere else far away. But in any case, so that it would never be possible to create another anti-Russia from Ukraine in the coming decades and centuries. This is our goal. Based on this, we must make our plans to carry out military construction to expand as recently signed in order the Russian president, our armed forces, to create our bridges and a special power to break through the front, and to go on and on and on. It's amazing how often you'll hear people in the U.S. insisting they see no empire building going on in Russia's ambitions, while Moscow's officials go on Russian state TV, declare the goal of destroying the independent Ukrainian state, casually talking about nuking Finland and Germany and Italy, carving up the globe again like it's the start of the Cold War. Outside of a few of us who pay close attention to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the world didn't notice Bezbalko making these bonkers threats against Ukraine and the West. The rest of the world noticed. Most of it would have yawned. Most people would shrug it off as the usual saber-rattling of the Russian state TV. The Russian airwaves are always full of regime propagandists, frothing at the mouth, demonizing Ukraine, pledging to vanquish anyone who dares stand in the way of the regime. Russian state TV. Their hosts threaten nuclear tsunamis, pledge to conquer Berlin, Bonn, and Paris, predict that Trump's cabinet will quickly dismantle America brick by brick, and so on. And he goes on. And yet the Israeli government, he explains, look how they're talked about, look how they're treated. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Folks, I want to talk to you about something that's deeply personal to me as a proud American and Jew, and that is the people of Israel. The Bible, both the Torah, the Jewish scriptures, and the Christian New Testament make it clear God's promises to Israel are everlasting. And now more than ever, Christians and Jews must come together to defend those promises and support the people of Israel. That's why I've partnered with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For over 40 years, this trusted ministry has faithfully provided nutritious food, care, and critical life-saving aid to Israel's most vulnerable, the poor and the elderly, many of whom are Holocaust survivors. This is about faith. It's about values. It's about standing with our allies and honoring the shared biblical heritage that binds Jews and Christians together. So I'm asking you, my fellow patriots, my fellow believers, please join me and the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. To learn more and find out how you can help, visit levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org.
He's passionate.
Just pathetic.
He's funny.
Get off the phone, you big dope.
And you always learn something. Mark Levin is on the radio.
Love this song. Don't forget, Governor DeSantis will be with us in a few minutes with his new lieutenant governor. I'm really hoping more of you grab a copy of On Power. Look, it was already number one on the New York Times bestseller list, so that's not the point. There's just a tremendous amount of history, and not idle history, what I call idle history, history that's relevant to today. And in fact, I tie it all together. You're going to learn some amazing things about Hamilton, Jefferson, Madison. You're going to learn more amazing things as well about Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, even Aristotle. You're going to learn a lot about Montesquieu, these people that had an enormous impact on our country, but are forgotten. And why it all matters. Who we are, why we believe as we believe. I get the question all the time that starts with the word why. Why do they think this way? Why do they conduct themselves this way? Why do they believe this way? This book will answer it for you. This book On Power will answer this for you. So I'm very hopeful that the more people who I can persuade to read this book and get it in their hands and share it with their family and friends and encourage them to do the same thing, well, the more we'll be able to push back, because we're going to need to push back. President Trump won't be with us forever, and we are going to have to do this. We have no choice. You see what's happening. You see what's happening in New York, in L.A., in Minneapolis, Chicago, Philadelphia. These are not independent incidents. These are incidents that are going to have an impact on all of us. So grab your copy of On Power. It's less than $20 on Amazon.com. It's less than $20 in most places. Barnes & Noble has plenty of books. Walmart, Sam's Club. Even when you go through an airport or a train station, Hudson has the books now as well. And take a read. I think you're going to be extremely pleased with the book, extremely pleased with the book. And again, it's the least, in terms of pricing, the least priced book that I've ever written. The publisher purposely kept the price down and the discount. When a book is number one or on the New York Times bestseller list, 1 to 15, they're heavily discounted because the retailers, whether it's Amazon or Barnes & Noble or whomever, they want to move as many books as they can, and they're going, wait, this book is popular. So they make less amount of money on each book, but they sell more books. That's the opportunity that you want to seize upon. And that's the opportunity that exists right now. You go to Amazon right now, it's 27% off. The book is under $20. It'll be delivered right to your door tomorrow. Or, of course, any of these wonderful retailers, too, they have it as well. But I really want you to give it a shot. I really do. Let's take some calls before we have our great governor of Florida with us. Let's go to Ken, Leighton, Missouri, on XM Satellite. Ken, how are you, my friend?
Just fine, Mark. Just fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about the communist grocery stores in New York City that Mondami's proposing, and you said something about you wondered what they would stock. Do you think he'll stock pork chops?
Why do you say that? Oh, because he's Muslim. Yeah, well,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be able to stock anything, to be perfectly honest with you. It'll be another failed experiment. But they're not even experiments anymore. We know what's going to happen. All right, my friend, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Cameron, Ozark, Michigan, on the Mark Levin app. Cameron, how are you?
Great. Good to talk to you, great one. Thanks for your
time. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you're a patriot. I appreciate everything you've done for our country. And I bought my dad the book, and I'm going to read it, too, after he's done. But
very kind.
Maybe just go ahead and buy another one.
Thank you.
My question to you, sir, is I've heard about another census being done. I'm wondering, is this a real possibility? And what would be the process to that?
Well, they can only do one every 10 years because the Constitution says every decade, every 10 years. So where are we, 2025? Yeah, that is a little worrisome, isn't it? I get your point, because 2030 is outside the Trump term. But at least he can get it started and put things in place. I don't know. Maybe he can give it a shot and start it early. Maybe he can do that. We'll see. But if it's done right, and your question is, but how do we know it will be? And I agree with you. I don't. But if it's done right, it'll definitely help the Republicans in the elections that follow, the presidential elections that follow for at least a decade. Doesn't mean you'll win automatically. It doesn't mean we will win automatically. It means that we'll be in a much better position than they are. Think about this just for a second, Cameron. Donald Trump actually won a much bigger electoral college vote than he's given credit for because of the counting over there at the census. He might have won by 5 or 10 more electoral college votes. We might have 5 or 10 or more members of the House of Representatives who are Republican. And so when Texas does this, they're trying to correct what's been going on. And so when California tries to respond, our next guest, the governor of Florida, is saying, okay, you want to do that? We'll take a look at our numbers, too. California is not going to be able to do a ton. You know, they have a constitutional issue. But as you well know, the Democrats don't care about the law or the constitutional issues. Tell you what, Cameron, you don't have to buy another book. Let me send you a book, a signed book. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. We'll get your address and send it to you. I like this idea of a son or a daughter purchasing the book for their father or their mother or both. I really do, because I know that people are going to appreciate this as a gift, too. Books don't go away. They sit on a shelf after you're done with it, or you can pass it along to somebody else. This book is going to be a fairly quick read, and yet, I predict you're going to be doggy-earing a lot of the pages, and you're going to be underlying a lot of the sentences. How do I know that? Because I've talked to probably over 100 radio hosts over the course of the last 2 weeks, Mr. Producer, and that's what almost every one of them have told me. I think you'll like it. We'll be right back. We think, scheduled, the governor of Florida and the new lieutenant governor. We'll be right back.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/talk. That's ethos.com/talk.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male. Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Driving liberal elites crazy with a dose of common sense. This is the Mike Levin Show.
The Mike Levin Show.
Then, the thunder on the right. Call him now, 877-381-3811.
Governor DeSantis will be with us in a moment. We're having a little bit of a phone problem, but we have the new lieutenant governor of Florida, Jay Collins, my lieutenant governor, since Florida is my residence. Jay Collins has quite an impressive background. You're a retired Army Green Beret, Purple Heart recipient. You served 23 years in uniform, 5 additional years as a Green Beret after losing your leg to combat injuries. And when you left the military, you were involved in very important operations to help people who were facing natural disasters, and building support programs, helping provide food to them, and so forth and so on. And do I understand, and welcome, Mr. Lieutenant Governor, do I understand that during part of the war, Israel fighting the terrorists, that you were involved in trying to get some of your fellow Floridians back to the United States who wanted to come back to the United States? Is that correct?
Absolutely, Mark. And first off, thanks for having us on. And I do want to make one clarification. I didn't lose my leg. I know where it is. It's just not with me anymore. Yeah. It's in safekeeping. But, yes, I was very blessed. I got to go over to Israel and Jordan and rescue our fellow citizens, American citizens, Floridians, and bring them home. You know, we have a governor who's willing to step forward and do what's absolutely right, and that's keep Americans out of harm's way, and that's exactly what we did.
Well, speaking of the governor, Governor DeSantis, I call him America's governor. He is with us right now. Governor DeSantis, welcome. You chose this outstanding man, Jay Collins, to be your lieutenant governor. Why did you do that?
Well, Mark, I refer to him as the Chuck Norris of Florida politics, because how many people can get elected to anything who've served like he has 23 years in Green Berets, then decides to serve in elected office, serve 5 years with a prosthetic limb, has an exemplary conservative record. I mean, Mark, you've been following this stuff. You know these guys all run saying they're going to be the most conservative thing since sliced bread. Then they get into office, and how often do they disappoint us? Well, Jay said he was going to be bold. He said he was going to support our agenda, the agenda the people of Florida voted for overwhelmingly for many years now, and he has delivered 100% on those things. He was the one that wrote the legislation a few years ago when we banned China from purchasing land in the state of Florida. You know, he was the one who stood with me when we defeated the amnesty bill and were able to enact strong immigration legislation. So not only do we have Alligator Alcatraz, we have all of our state and local agencies have agreements with ICE, and we're leading in working with the President Trump to increase deportations. And so, you know, he's a guy that I always say words are nice. I mean, sometimes great speeches can be motivating and it does matter, but ultimately deeds are the most powerful. And he's really lived by example. He's led by example. He's somebody that if called upon to be governor would obviously get the job done, not just by being strong conservative, but being the type of guy that runs towards fires, whether it's political fires where we got to fight the left, or whether it's these fires from Iranian ballistic missiles in Israel. When I authorize these rescue missions, he's there on the ground saving people's lives. Pretty remarkable.
That is pretty remarkable. It's amazing. So now you were having issues with this guy. I think it was Perez, the Speaker of the House. Maybe you still are. He's kind of a rhino. And did you guys work together to try and overcome his obstruction and so forth?
Oh, yeah. In fact, at the beginning of the year, and you had me on, we were discussing this, I called a special session on immigration. We knew President Trump was about to take office. We knew illegal immigration, the deportations, the border, was maybe the top issue in the election, and we had one opportunity, really, to finally get this right. And so I called the legislature in, and the Speaker of the House said it was premature, it wasn't urgent, we're not going to, you know, heed the governor's call, all this stuff. Well, there was a lot of backlash from that, from our constituents, because they wanted us working to help President Trump achieve this mass deportation goal. And, you know, when the Speaker of the House is throwing his weight around, a lot of people don't want to buck him. Maybe he's got a lot of power. Then Senator Jay Collins, you know, was one of the few who stood resolutely with the people that elected us and with me, saying, you know what, this is urgent. We need to get this done now. And when the Speaker tried to do an amnesty bill that would have turned Florida into a sanctuary state, he called it for what it was, and he was instrumental in helping stop that legislation. And then finally, we were able to get strong legislation. Well, we're the only state in the country, Mark, that requires all state and local law enforcement agencies to participate with ICE deportation programs. No other state. There's red states. None of them have done what we have done. And we've done a lot more than just that in that legislation. And so, you know, when the rubber meets the road, when things get hot in the kitchen, that's when you really see who's going to stand up and fight for you. And Jay did that as a senator, and I have no doubt he'll continue to do that as lieutenant governor.
Governor, let me ask you, and then let me ask the lieutenant governor. This guy, Newsom, is threatening now to change more seats in California. It's already a disgrace what he's done over there. He's got 43 Democrat seats and 9 Republican seats. The Democrats heavily outweigh the Republicans beyond their numbers. And the Texas governor, as you know, Abbott, he said, look, we got to fix what's going on in our state. It's really, it's not correct. We also know, and you're the one who drew my attention to this months ago, that the census was wrong and cost us several seats, Republicans. Now, if Newsom is going to play games, and they don't have a lot of room, and he's got a constitutional problem, but who knows what the hell he's capable of. You debated him and you creamed him. The question is Florida in a position to do something if necessary?
Well, I think we're actually in a position where we're going to have to, regardless of what Newsom does, and here's why. One, we are appealing to the Trump administration to award us at least one seat from the previous census. They would obviously have to take one away from another state. I think Texas could get one, too. And that's based off the Biden administration's own admission a couple years ago that Florida was undercounted and some of the blue states were overcounted. So if they did that, we obviously would be forced to draw a new map. The legislature would be forced to draw a new map because we have 28 seats now. Presumably we'd have 29 or 30. So we are trying to do that. And I think that would be something that would be very much appropriate. It would obviously be good for the states that have gained population like Florida. But if that doesn't happen, you know, our primaries aren't for a year from now. And so we have, we can do this in the spring, but we have two reasons why I think we're going to have to, have the legislature redraw the map. One is, there's still some racial gerrymandering in Florida's map. Now, I vetoed the legislature's map because they had a brutal racial mander district, and I said I'm not going to sign that. They said that if you take it away, somehow it would violate the Florida Constitution. Florida Supreme Court ruled for us like a couple weeks ago, so that issue is put to bed. But I think the court's decision is like, hey, some of the other stuff in this map may need to be addressed as well. So I think just that alone makes us have to do it. But then, two, we have had an explosion of population since 2020, Mark. So our districts are malapportioned. And we'll have some districts where there's like 100 or 200,000 more votes than in some of these other districts, and it's all driven by population growth. So I think Florida is not fairly represented even within our own map. So regardless of what Newsom does, we're going to be working with the legislature to be able to do that so that it's more reflective of the Florida in 2025, 2026 than the Florida of 2020, which, I mean, we've never seen a state kind of grow the way Florida has done over these last 4 or 5 years in terms of income migrating here, in terms of net migration. I mean, it has been historic, and the result of that is I think our map is out of date.
You know, Lieutenant Governor Collins, you may actually have a bigger influx in the next 12 to 24 months with this Mondami running in New York City. And I think people have had about enough of this stuff, this Marxist Islamist stuff. And so the population could increase even more in a state like Florida. It's very attractive. It's attractive to me. You agree with this, that you're likely going to have to do some redistricting in order to basically ensure that your people have proper representation?
Unequivocally, Mark, I think we absolutely have to step up and do this. And you heard the governor hit those points. It's critical. I live in Tampa Bay. You know, the Bay Area has exploded in growth. You look south of us to Sarasota and even up north all the way into Brooksville and places like that. These areas are just exploding. People are moving in. And absolutely, we need to make sure that our votes count, our districts are all matched up equally, and we have a responsibility. Again, we've got to do the hard right. And even more than that, what is Gavin Newsom doing? He absolutely needs to worry about his own state, fix the problems, we need to focus on crime, illegal immigration, and taking care of his citizens, rather than telling the United States and President Trump and our governor what to do, he needs to worry about his own problems. He has plenty of things to fix there.
Hey,
the
Ron,
other thing,
I think,
Mark, is...
Yeah, I think, by the way, Ron, I think you made a pretty good choice here. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, for sure. No, no, he's a fighter. You know, this whole issue of the Biden census being wrong, we should get another seat or two, Texas as well. That is not even including raising the other important issue, is that the census should not count illegal aliens. I mean, it should only count people that are lawfully entitled to be
yeah,
here.
Yeah, this is my bugaboo. I'm with you.
Yeah, yep. Now, I don't know. I mean, that would take a whole new census, so maybe they wouldn't be able to do that until the end of the decade. But I will tell you this. The way the census is done now, where they count illegal aliens, that benefits sanctuary states like California.
Mm-hmm.
So Florida, we're not a sanctuary state. We took away in-state tuition, which they had enacted before I was governor. We have no driver's licenses, no benefits, E-Verify. California, not only they welcome you, they'll give you medical care. They'll pay for this. They'll pay for that. And so they end up getting probably 5 or 6 seats additional in Congress. And their map, it's important for your listeners to realize, California's map is already gerrymandered. It's a brutal Democrat gerrymander. And they say, no, we have an independent commission. The left always hardwires these things, Mark. You know that, and I know that. So this commission has liberal Democrats on it, very liberal Republicans from like Berkeley, and then very liberal independents. And so they're going to draw a map to benefit liberal candidates. And so that's what happened. So even the California map right now is unfair to Republicans. And what Newsom is trying to do is really contort it into something that would just be unrecognizable. But ultimately, New York, Illinois, California, they have sanctuary policies. And the way the census has been done allows them to basically benefit from attracting more illegal aliens. It should just be just the opposite.
It is crazy. I mean, there's no way the framers thought, you know what? If we have a party that opens the border and brings in all these foreigners, we're going to make sure they have more congressional seats and a better shot of winning the presidency through the Electoral College. That's insane. And yet that's exactly what the Democrats are doing. One last question, guys. The property tax in Florida. Can we take a short break? Do you have a few more minutes, and then we'll jump into that, too?
Absolutely.
All right. Great, great. We're talking to the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who's fantastic, and his lieutenant governor is also fantastic, Jake Collins. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flower, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. 3 locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, I'm George, an economics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with the Constitution Minute.
The Declaration of Independence is more than a bold letter to a British king written by upstart colonists, although it very much is that. The Declaration explains the promise of America, that all men and women are born equal in their possession of natural rights, and that the proper exercise of these rights can lead to a full and deeply satisfying life. Just as the Declaration explains America's promise, the Constitution upholds that promise. Its purpose is to protect the rights of all of us, our natural rights. This establishes the possibility, not the guarantee, that we can have a good life. This is true freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
Now, so he can educate you. Whether you like it or not, Mark Levin is on the radio.
You know, we're in every city in Florida except Miami, because they got one talk station. Maybe it's gone by now, but it's not owned by my company. That is the company I work for, Westwood One, and they're very parochial about who they put on. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that we're all over the state of Florida, and that's a good thing. How many times have you told someone, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Now, that's great advice for most things, but not for cell phones. See, over time, the battery life fades. The processor can't keep up. You know, you've dropped it a zillion times, so the glass breaks. Fortunately, thanks to Pure Talk, your cell phone is something you can replace, and replace easily. Because when you switch to Pure Talk this month, they're going to give you a Samsung Galaxy A36 for free with a $35 qualifying plan. Just $35 a month for talk, text, and data, the best of the best, and a free Samsung phone with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that lasts all day long. All on America's most dependable 5G network. So supporting companies like Pure Talk, patriotic, founded by a veteran that really cares about its customer, that's a good thing. You win by cutting your cell phone bill in half. Half. And they win by hiring more Americans and helping more veterans. So make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. You're going to wish you did it a long time ago, so jump in now. Dial #250, say keyword Mark Levin, #250, say keyword Mark Levin. Get your free phone today. All right. The governor, lieutenant governor of Florida, Governor DeSantis, you've been concerned about these rising property taxes, and you want to get rid of them. So where does that stand right now, which is actually quite remarkable?
So we have something in Florida called a homestead exemption. So your primary residence, you can designate as homestead, and they can tax you on it, but they are limited in the increase to basically 3% a year. What we propose is a homesteaded property should simply not be subject to tax at all. And the reason why we want to do that is because you don't truly own your home if you have to continually pay rent to the government. It's also the case that, you know, the state doesn't take revenue from property taxes. That's all local governments that do that. But we're in a unique situation. We have so many seasonal residents and tourists that we have a built-in tax base where you don't need to tax people's homesteaded properties. And so we can't do it through normal legislation. I obviously can't wave a wand and do it through executive order. It actually has to go on the ballot in November of 2026. And so we will be working with the legislature to approve something, to put it on the ballot. And so when you guys, if you're in Florida, you go to vote in 2026, you will be able to vote yes on a proposal to make your personal residence not subject to property tax. And I think that that would be, you talk about the free state of Florida, income tax and no property, you are going to be living large.
And you're going to get 10 more congressional seats by the time that's over. Lieutenant Governor Collins, what do you think of the prospects of this?
Well, I think it's a great idea. First off, the American dream has always been to own your home, build your castle, and keep passing that freedom and those opportunities on to your kids. That's what we fought to protect. That's what makes America so amazing, one of many things. This is absolutely something our population is behind. The governor has been out in front on this. And I'm happy to say that this is something I've been on since Jump Street. I'm here for it. We got to push it. And looking forward to making sure that this thing goes through. It's going to be incredible to see.
So, Governor, you actually think this has a shot at getting on the ballot? Because I think it'll pass overwhelmingly.
Oh, no. I definitely think it has a shot. I think the legislature knows our constituents want to see this. Now, the issue is it requires 60% to pass. And I think what will happen is when it's on the ballot, you're going to have a lot of people say, oh, they're not going to have any money for schools and law enforcement, which is just the opposite, because I think the way we're going to do it is actually say that, you know, if you're doing a tax on snowbirds or commercial or investor residences, that you can only use that for police and fire and all the in schools and things that we all agree we need. So we'll be able to counteract that, but there will be opposition to it just because being able to tax people's residences, especially when you can assess them higher without them selling it, it's basically an unrealized gain. I mean, I can buy Apple stock at a certain price. It can go up. It can go down. But until I actually sell it, I haven't gained anything. The property tax is kind of the exception to normal tax policy where they will tell you, hey, you bought that house for $300,000 10 years ago, but now we think it's worth $750,000, pony up more. And that's just not, first of all, it's not good for the economy, but it's also obviously very difficult for people to be able to pay that.
Fantastic. And you're going to have a lot of support from me, not because it's my own selfish reason, but it's the right thing to do that could catch fire in other red states. Governor, Lieutenant Governor, God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for spending all your time with us. We appreciate it very, very much. Two great patriots who served in the military. I want to salute all you heroes out there. Grab your On Power book.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.